Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I want to ask you a question. How long do you want to live? That's a big question, isn't it? We're going to take you into a boardroom chat that me and Kathy were talking about. And you know, let me say something. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, what are you saying about your lifespan? How long do you want to live? Well, I know this, that everybody wants to live as long as they can, as long as they got quality of life. That's in the Word, too. My God, I mean, it's all over the Word of God. So I want you to call a friend, tell them to turn that television on and get a pencil and paper and take some notes, man. I'm telling you, this is going to bless you. It's entitled, How Long Do You Want to Live? It's not in your genetics. It's in your tongue. Watch this and be blessed now. I like what Jesus said to, or actually Moses said, but God gave it to him. He said, I put before you death and life, blessing and curse, and choose life that you and your seed may live.
It's Deuteronomy 30.
Well, I want to ask you a question. How long do you want to live? Let me ask you a question. How long do you want to live?
Well,
I'm talking about in this life.
In this life. Well, I want to go for the promise of 120.
Ah, the promise of 120. And yet, you very seldom ever find a person that's 120 years old.
You hear, and it's rare.
And you know why?
Why?
You ever wonder why? What, they say it because they're sick? No, because we don't preach 120 years. Whatever you preach is what you receive. I remember years ago, hardly anybody would ever get healed, but when Oral Roberts and people like that, back in the 1947, 1958 healing revivals, they began to preach healing, people began to get healed.
And another thing,
faith came for that.
Before Jesus came, they didn't think about healing. He went around healing.
That's right. Remember, all that were oppressed.
In the synagogue, he said, ought not this woman, this daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound these, was it 18 years?
Yeah.
Should be loose. So healing was always God's plan. And even though they had ignored it, Jesus came and let us know that belongs to us.
See, so what you don't preach, you can't receive, because faith comes by hearing. Now, here's a really misunderstood scripture. And this is why a lot of people start dying. And I really believe this when they get to this certain age. And it's found in Psalms chapter 90, Kathy. If you want to read it in different translations, you can. And it says this in verse 10, for the days of our years are 70 years, that is 70 years. And if by reason of strength, they'd be 80 years. Mm-hmm. Yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Now there is where God, see, Israel was always messing up. So God cut down their lifespan.
Right.
It was a judgment that you have 70 years and by reason of strength. Have you noticed something that people begin to shut down in their 70s? Not all people, but most people, 70 and 80 years. And they say, man, he lived long because he lived to 80. And that is a lot of years. Don't misunderstand me. But it was never intended to do that. You see, but because they preached it, the spirit heard it, the soul heard it, the body heard it. The body and soul begin to take that on. Well, now, you know, we've hit the 70-year mark, you know, so you start going down instead of staying level or going up.
That's so true. It's good. You know, that's why it's so important to rightly divide the Word of God. You could pull a scripture out of context,
which this is.
Mm-hmm. This was not a lifespan for mankind. This was to that rebellious generation who had left Egypt, who refused to obey God. And God said, you're not going to go in the promised land. Well, they were about to come to the promised land. So he said, your children are going to go, but not you. The only ones that went in there was Joshua and Caleb.
That's
Even
right.
Moses didn't go in.
And you know, I had a preacher say this. I'll keep his name private. I don't want to be on television when I'm old. Well, you know, because, you know, you won't look decrepit or something like that. Well, think about Moses. Now, he was 120 years climbing mountains.
And his eyes were not dim.
And he didn't wear no glasses.
That's right.
And now he climbed the mountain. You know, there wasn't a zip line to go up there, or a cable car to get up there. He just walked up there.
Right.
Because he stood in the presence of God. Well, that's Moses. No, God's no respecter person. See, it's where you stay. Whatever you stay close to is usually what you become. You know, you usually become your environment if you're in a certain kind of, if you have a happy environment, you're going to be a happy person. If you have a sad environment, you're going to be a sad person. If you have a violent environment, you tend to be violent and whatever, those kind of things. But notice something, most people start dying at 70 and by reason of strength 80, they go, well, you know, this and that. Now, I'm going to just tell you, Kathy turned 70 years old. Do you feel like you're going down or do you feel like you're going up?
I feel like I'm going up.
Me too. And it's a fact. I can see that. I mean,
you know, I want to read you another verse.
Okay,
before we read that,
me and people say that about me and you, that we have a lot of energy. You know why? Because to us, that, at least to me, I know for sure, I believe it is for you too, that's just a number.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? By reason of strength, 80. By reason of strength, 70 years. So notice a lot of people begin to woo. And that's because that's been preached.
They preached the curse or the judgment instead of preaching the blessing.
Right.
And the blessing is Genesis 16. Go ahead and read what you're going to read. I didn't mean to cut
you off.
Well,
I was just thinking of the very next psalm, which is Psalm 91, which is very familiar. Everybody is familiar with that. When you abide in the shadow of the Most High, it's how it begins. But it ends with verse 16. It says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. A lot of people say, well, how long you can live till I'm satisfied? I think that's what Brother Hagin said.
That's right.
So it's really death in the life or in the power of your tongue. Whatever you believe, whatever you decide, but it's a lot. We're going to get into it. I know where you're going. We're going to go into Genesis about the 120 years.
Yes.
It is scriptural. And actually, Moses fulfilled that.
Fulfilled it.
Adam and Eve before that, and even longer.
Wow.
I think it's because when God's plan originally was for us, still is for us to live eternally, and when sin came in the earth, it affected God's plan.
Was it Methuselah lived 966 years?
He was the oldest living one recorded.
Now, think about that. And when you understand that, so I want to talk today about this boardroom, and I want to entitle it, How Long You Want to Live?
How long do you want
Because death to live? And life are in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
Now, you ready for this? I'm gonna mess up the scientists. Not in your genetics, but in your tongue.
Yes.
Death and life is the power of the tongue. And God calls your tongue, which is a very small member of your body, very, very powerful. You know why? It has the ability to speak life. It has the ability to speak death. What are you speaking today? Now, you know, most people say, well, you know, my mama, you know, our family tree doesn't live very long. Well, that's because of your mouth. It isn't because of cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, kryptonite, arthritis, infectious disorder. I know that follows families and stuff, but you know, that can all stop once you are born again and know Jesus Christ as Lord. I'm telling you, listen to me. Now, some of you didn't believe that right there. I sense that in the Spirit of God, but it's the truth. And I'm telling you, in every area of your life, is what do you want instead of what, just take whatever comes your way. I said something several months back that the battle may not be your choice, but the outcome is. And I choose to live and not die. Well, supposing you died, well, then I go to heaven. Mm-hmm. Supposing I live, I still go to heaven. See, the end result's the same as far as that. But it depends on what I want here. I know what I have there. What do you want here? The church will, for centuries, have preached, you barely get by. It's called need. Now, the church don't want to barely get by. They just want the people to barely get by. But the church wants to be blessed. It'd be beautiful. And I believe in that. I think church should be beautiful and blessed. Talking about the buildings and the different things and the furnitures and whatever, all the artifacts. And that's just wonderful. But you see, you got to understand something. We need to start believe this word of God and take it at face value. Brother Copeland said this, that the word of God should be always final authority. Mm-hmm. And that really is true. And when you understand that, that goes in line with my theme for 2023, if you keep the faith, everything is yours.
Right.
So I get up every morning, and there's some things I don't want to do that I do. And one of them is exercise. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to do that. First, I just come out of some sleep, and I think, my God, I'm going to have to start stretching every muscle I got and pulling and this and that. But I do it because it's good for my body. And he says, present your body a living sacrifice. I find a lot of people don't do that, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
I find they present it almost dead, and then Lord, heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Which he has mercy and grace, and he does. Don't misunderstand me. And but the reason why is because we've spoke so much stuff in our lives that we become what we speak.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of our employees today, and, you know, Kathy's got me. I try to go get a checkup once a year. I used to never do all that, none. But I started doing it not because I'm worried about something, you know. So I had to go do a
not
PS.
Not because you're worried about something.
Not because
you're worried. Because I'm on your case. Because
you're on my case all the time about something, you know. And it's called a PSA test, which makes sure that your prostate, blah, blah, and all that kind of stuff is good. Well, we have an employee here. Watch this. He don't have a prostate. And they still make him take a PSA test. Which makes no sense whatsoever at all. And they said, well, you know, something could come back. Where would he come back to? Because the prostate doesn't exist no more. They took it out. Okay? Now, I know. You know what I think? Well, they like that yearly income.
I don't know.
See what I'm saying? And I really believe that. And I know some people write me some ugly letters about that. But let's just face it. You know it's true. Because, they always say something might come back. Well, you see, that's where your problem is. You're speaking what you are believing what you don't want. If you've got had cancer and they diagnosed you free of cancer, there's no cancer cells in your body. Now, watch it. They'll say this, but you better be careful. It'll liable to come back. Why would you speak or believe what you don't want? why don't you believe what you do want? Well, here people have, they think 70 years by reason of strength, they fulfill God's promise. No, if you're living in that amount of time, you fulfill the judgment that right. he had on Israel. But you wanted to read something before, I go to Genesis 6:3?
No, I read it. It was Psalms 91, 10.
Okay, I want you to read Psalms 90, verse 10. Is that the Passion Translation? What translation?
I can go to the New Living.
Whichever one.
Do the Passion in chapter 90, Psalms 90, verse 10.
Right, read that. And then I'm going to go to Genesis 6:3.
I want
you to listen to this.
You've limited our lifespan to a mere 70 years. Yet some you give grace to live still longer. But even the best of years are marred by tears and toils, and in the end, with nothing more than a gravestone in a graveyard.
That's my point.
We've gone so quickly, so swiftly, we pass away and simply disappear.
Yeah. Well, I made up my mind. I'm decided to take the promise of God and not the judgment of God.
This was actually a prayer of Moses to God, and it was recorded, even though most of the Psalms are written by David, is thought, but there's some that are not. This one was a prayer of Moses, is what it says in the beginning of this Psalm. And so in the beginning it says, Lord, you have always been our eternal home, our hiding place from generation to generation. Verse 2, long before you gave birth to the earth and before the mountains were born, you have been from everlasting to everlasting, the one and only true God.
Yeah.
And so he starts telling them all this, and then he's addressing the fact that he's in the middle of the wilderness with these disobedient people, and that he knows already that God has told them they only would live to 70 years, some by reason of strength 80, because they could go, but even those 80-year-olds who were older when they left Egypt, would be 80, but they could not go into that promised land, which was...
I want to tell all the pharmaceutical companies that make all the creams and all the different things that women buy and the men buy for their faces and the moisturizers and the wrinkle-free. Let me tell you something. There's nothing they can make that can get rid of the wrinkles of sin. Sin will wear you down and will destroy you because the wages of sin is death.
A lot of people just address the outside, but there's an inside issue that's
more. Let me tell you something. You may be a beautiful person, but they pull that skin off your face, all they're going to see is a grinning skull.
I've heard the phrase, beauty is skin deep, but ugly is clean to the bone.
To the bone. Now watch that. See, yet I noticed that. That a lot of people begin to shut down once they hit the 70s to the 80s.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, I think if you think you only have like 70 years, really 20 years before that, your body starts shutting down.
Yeah, I mean, it knows what
you're
believing.
Line up with what you're saying and declaring.
Yeah, but
it's
if you keep speaking life every day. Now, go with me to the book of Genesis chapter 6. And this is what I stand on and what Kathy stands on and what the Lord said. And then that's the whole thing. You got to find out what God says about things so you can do what God says to do. That's why Jesus said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. Genesis 6:3, and watch this, verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with a man, but that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, why did he say, my spirit shall not always strive with a man? If you look at verse 1, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose.
Yeah.
And then there was giants in the land. Now, you know, you can get into a real doctrinal thing there about different things. First thing first, everybody usually wants something that they should not want. You know, if you tell a kid you can't have that, he want that more than anything. Or if you tell him he can have it, he don't want it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's just amazing. So we decided to live 120 years. Now watch what people say. Well, supposing you don't. Well, supposing I do. Well, you can't live to 120 years. Well, I know you won't, so you won't be there to see the manifestation. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just simply the truth. But I decided to live and believe God. Now, if I die earlier, that's fine. I'm still going to heaven either way. But I'm not opening up a path, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. But let me tell you something. Not only do I want to live this promise, mm-hmm. I want to have a quality of life.
Right.
I don't want to be so old I can't walk, so old I can't see, so old I can't think. Somebody got to take care of me, take care of my bodily functions and all the different things that, you know, that happens with a human being. I don't want to do that. I want to be a Moses. Who do you think you are? Well, what's wrong with that? I want to be able to climb a mountain.
Quality of life.
Quality. Right, right. Now, I'm not talking about running marathons, but I guess you could. I never forget one of my good friends in the ministry. His father, I think, won the senior marathon, and he was 90-something years old running marathons. Now, that's amazing to me. And, 92.
Yeah, that doesn't start overnight. That didn't start when he was that a really old age. He probably maintained a lifestyle of that for a long time before.
So we learn to speak life to situations. So when the tongue begins to say something that's not right according to the Word of God, that's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Which means if you don't study, it's possibly you can wrongly divide the word of truth.
They do it all the time.
And it's amazing to me. I never forget a man one time. I was sitting in a church and I was listening. I enjoyed it until he gave me the title of his sermon. Now, in those days, when someone finished preaching, they would rush to the tape tables and buy the cassette. It was all cassette tapes, and boy, everybody was just wanted the cassette, you know. And he said, today I'm going to preach on what to do, five things to do if you miss the rapture. I didn't buy the tape. Why? Because I'm not missing the rapture. You see, that's a just in case. You're making a provision for failure. See, when you begin to speak death, you're making a provision for failure. Well, since you're going to make a provision anyway, make a provision for life and length of days. Mm-hmm. See, think about that. I mean, wouldn't you like to see your granddaughter, your grandson grow up and have children?
Right.
And see the happiness that they have because they've been given that miracle of a child, because that's, you know, that's your legacy. But not so decrepit that they're scared to get around you. I remember I told Kathy, she didn't believe me, but it was the truth. I said, I have a grandfather. He looks like a vampire. And she said, what? Get out of here. I said, and he only weighed 66 pounds. He smoked so much that these two fingers, you know how you do this with a cigarette? Or like this one, I'm sorry. It was stained with nicotine. And he would go, and stick his finger. He'd just freak us all out, you know.
How old was he at that time, do you think?
I don't think he was 70 years old.
We were just dating.
Yeah, I don't think he was 65. But I mean, he lived a terrible life. Mm-hmm. So Kathy didn't believe me. I said, okay.
Well, you lied so much to me.
Well, that's before I was a sinner. Yeah, I mean, before I was saved, I was a sinner. You know, anyway, so I took her to my grandmother's house. Now, my grandmother was just wonderful.
Sweet lady. Yeah.
She was 4'11". She's just bouncing around and everything. I said, now, I want you to meet my grandfather. And Kathy walked in around the door. He was in another room. And he just looked at Kathy like he had their fingers. He goes, like, Kathy goes, oh. You remember
looked
that?
Like Bela Lugosi in that movie, The Vampire. Right.
I swear to God, he looked like a vampire. And he was all short. All that kind of stuff. But he hated everybody. Everybody hated him. He lived a life of hatred. The only one I know that didn't hate him was my grandmother.
And it aged him early.
Did it age him? It really, really did. You see, but you know what? All he ever spoke was death. That's it. Death, death. Well, he began to look like death before he died.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be critical. I'm just being truthful. See what I'm saying? I want you to start speaking what this Bible says about you spiritually, about you physically, about you financially. It will change your life and how you operate and function in this life. You see what I'm saying? If you keep saying, well, you know, I'll never get out of debt, my God, they'll have to borrow money to bury you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, or I'll never be able to do that. You can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth you. When are we going to believe what this Bible says? See, and accept it. There's always somebody criticizing something. And that's their business. They can do what they want, you know. But I made up my mind that Our Father prayer, I never really understood it when I prayed it, because I prayed it so fast. As a kid, Our Father, Lord, I'll be done. You know what I'm talking about? If you've been raised Catholic, you know what I'm talking about. But I like what it says, Our Father. Well, that tells you where you come from.
Right.
Who art in heaven. That tells you where he lives. Mm-hmm. Hallowed be thy name. That shows you how powerful his name is. Mm-hmm. Thy will be done.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come. Mm-hmm. Thy will be done. Where? Here. As it is where? There.
Yes.
Now, when I begin to see that after I was born again and studied that out to rightly divide that, right. I said, God, you wanting me to live here like I would be living there. He said, well, welcome to my world. Yes. Hmm. And I thought, okay, all I have to do is faith it? All I have to do is believe it? Yes. You mean it's just that simple? He said, don't complicate faith.
Ladies and gentlemen, believing God is simple. When we rightly divide it and not complicate it, that's the word of God, God can fulfill his word for you. Listen, Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly, to the full, till it overflows. Decide today that you will believe Jesus and live. Yeah, but I'm going through all kinds of battles. The battle may not be your choice, but the outcome is. I've had a lot of battles in life and continue with them. But the outcome of that is mine. It's what I choose. It's what I say. You know, God said in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, that you could live 120 years. Are you willing to believe that for yourself? Are you willing to speak that over your life? Think about that for a minute. Now, I know what the Bible said, that he gives you 70 years and by reason of strength 80. That's Psalm 90, I believe it is, verse 10. But you know, that was the judgment on Israel. The 120 years is still here if you're just willing to believe for it. And that's Genesis 6, 3. That's all up to you. That's not up to God. That's up to you. Maybe you're battling an illness right now. I mean, I don't know what you're going through. I want to pray for you and speak life over you. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak healing to that body from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, because they want to live long and prosper and be blessed because of who you are. I thank you for healing, Lord. I thank you for restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I like praying for you. Look, I decide how long I live, and I decide when I die. That's according to the word of God. Even God said, I mean, through Moses, I put life and death before you, blessing and cursing. Choose life. Choose life that you and your seed may live, not just survive, not just get by, but live. Oh, I'll tell you what, I enjoyed this boardroom chat. Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment to speak another word to you. We'll show you some things that are happening here at Jesse the Planet's Ministries, and we're having a wonderful time around the throne of God. Watch this.
We've been to Australia, we've been to Europe, just preaching the gospel everywhere. Just going all over preaching the gospel. Jesus! And how can they hear lest they have a preacher? Letting the world forget the words of God. And the only way they're going to do that is with voices and people like me and you. That's why I'm on television all the time. That's why I'm trying to get as much television time as I can. Not so many more people can see who I am, but I am interested in building God's kingdom to such a degree that the world will see who he really is. Come on, it's time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love my June month product offer. It's my book, Distortion, The Vanity of Genetically Altered Christianity. This book right here reveals God's word for what it is. And what is it? It's truth, it's pure, and it's raw power. You don't have to get lost in some theological wilderness out there. You were created to live free and simply believe. Now, how do you get this? This thing will open your eyes to things you never thought you would see. Distortion, The Vanity of Genetically Altered Christianity. Just go to jdm.org. That is our website for all the ordering information, and you will be blessed by it. Partners, thank you. I can't thank you enough for what you do for this ministry. 48 years of preaching this gospel, and we've never had a financial deficit. That's a miracle of God. But you know why that miracle came to pass in our lives? I trust you. You trust me. We both trust God. I'll tell you something. Trust is a great word. Hallelujah. And I tell you, you trust him, I trust him, and we get the job done. I mean, that's necessarily. You know, I wish things were free. I wish television time was free, all that kind of stuff, but it's not. It costs millions of dollars to do what we do for the Lord every month. That's right, you heard me. Every month. But that's all right. God's on our side, you on our side. Ain't no way we can lose. But me and Kathy do not ask you to give without us giving too. We're partners to this ministry. Pray about becoming one. Nothing too small, nothing too big. Very close right now to a project that was cost about $20 million. We believe for a $20 million donor, it'll come. God, I ain't concerned about any of that stuff. It all comes to pass because God's word is true. I like Psalms 89, 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. He said he would supply not only for this ministry, but your faithful financial support, but supply for you 30, 60, and 100-fold. That's in the Bible. Go read it. Thank you for watching today. I'll see you next week, okay? God bless you. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this month's partner offer. It's entitled, How to Get to the End. The end of what? The end of everything. Listen, there is so much deception everywhere. The gospel must be preached to the world for a witness because Jesus is coming. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 says, He that endureth to the end shall be saved. This teaching is full of wisdom and encouragement. It's going to strengthen you to endure to the end. Get your copy at jdm.org today.
The Lord spoke to me. He said, it's time to get some things done.
Give God a job. You keep him busy, he's going to keep you busy. But you've got to constantly be saying, is there anything too hard for the Lord? What are you willing to believe? What are you willing to receive, and what are you willing to complete? Because it's time for us to complete destiny and reach destination.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible? Because it's doable. In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at jdm.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe. People are asking me all the time, is this the end? What is going on? You know, and I don't doubt in World War II, people were saying the same thing. And it's amazing to me how deceived the world is.